Hello, you're watching HRTV today live from the People Management Conference from Prague. And my dear guest is Luka Giovannini. Hello, Luka.
Thank you.
Luka is a
Good morning.
Head of innovation of Manpower Group.
Exactly.
Global. And Luka's contribution to today's conference was a presentation how Manpower is introducing new innovation in terms of using new technology, filling the gaps on the people's market, how they train people, how they contribute to creating new skills. And Luka, you have a very interesting pedigree because you came from Formula One, you had your own
exactly.
company. Can you please tell our viewers how did you get to Manpower? What was your job in Formula One and what has it in common?
But in common, there are some things. The first that we started in a third position. When I was in Formula One, we had McLaren and Williams in front of us. Now we have Adecco and Randstad. And the first is always obsessed by the second. The second are obsessed by the first. No one is taking care about the third. This is an opportunity. So what we did is to work hardly in the last 1 year and a half to prepare a new season for Manpower Group to be an innovative workforce solution company. And what we have seen today, it's only a small part about what we are ready to deliver in terms of predictable performance, business analytic connected to artificial intelligence, and a collaborative model to bridge the gap between the skills that our clients and candidates has and the skills that they have to have. And this is very important because now with the skill revolution, everything is changing, and behind every bad news, there is an opportunity. The opportunity now for both candidates and clients, but even for us as a Manpower Group, is to serve these skill adjacencies period where you can move from one specific industry to another one, only always improving on yourself is the concept that we call learnability. And it's extremely important because once we are in the condition to understand the gap and we are using different technologies, we are using tools that are able to manage this kind of information and supports clients and individuals in setting the gap. With the assessment, we can certify their level, and after, with the Experience Academy model and with our training solutions, we can bridge the gap. Okay, and never leave our candidates and clients alone, because we have two different platforms. One is VisaSkill, another one is MyPath, that will take over the job that we did in the first stage for long time. So it's a new way to interpret the business. So the situation that we were 1 year and a half ago was the same that we were in Ferrari in 1995. Hopefully the result will be the same. We won the Team World Championship in 3 years, and now we have to take the lead in the competition.
What do you think will be the biggest change in the customer's eyes perception? What will change about Manpower, and what's going to change in the way you approach the customer? Because the customers always complain there are not enough people, the people are not skilled. The skilled people we need, like you mentioned, the IT specialists at Java programs, they're very expensive on the market. What's going to be the change of approach of Manpower after all the innovations are put in action?
It's about of consultancy approach. Clients are asking for solutions, and we have to go to our clients with solutions that can help them in solving and for fixing problems that probably they are not still aware of. Because if we are in the condition to say to one client that if the client is needing a number of Java developers or data scientists in a specific region, and we can say to the client, look, you have the 70% of the people ready in that region, The 30% is not, and you have two possibilities. The first is to get people from other abroad, be trained in other countries and come back trained, or you can upskill people that you have in the region. And you can do this only if you are fully aware about the level of readiness in terms of skilling that they have. So once we can go to the clients with this kind of different solution that is not only about the fill rate that we have to guarantee to our clients, but it's about one turnkey project that will ensure to the clients that when they have to start their activities, they will have all the people and all the skills they need to do this.
In your presentation, you were also mentioning Experis, which is the sub or daughter of Manpower, daughter company or project. What is the Experis role or Experis Academy role in the consultancy activities of Manpower?
Yeah, Experis is our talent company that is focused on IT and for professional staffing and solutions. Experis is the brand that the company is pushing the most to face the technology revolutions. And what the Academy does is exactly what I tried to explain before. Experis can recruit the people that you need in a sort of permanent placement or temporary staffing for the people that already have the skills that you are needing. Mm-hmm. When you have not the kind of skills that you need, the Experis Academy came out and helped in providing this kind of solutions. So that's the reason why this blended model between recruitment and training is being the disruptive model in the market that gave us the condition to be front runner.
You had a great chance to work with Ferrari, maybe in their best era of all the time, maybe. And today, during the conference, there are also, you hear the words like leadership and great leaders, great leadership skills. And you had a great chance to work with Jean Todt, who was one of the best Ferrari team leaders of history. Maybe Luca Montezemolo was
Ross Brawn.
And what was the genius of Jean Todt, and how do you perceive his role in the team? Because you had the great drivers, of course. You had Michael Schumacher, you had Kimi Räikkönen. But what was Jimmy Irvine?
Eddie Irvine. The Irish one, very good driver.
But of course, you had a great leader. And what was the role of Jean Todt, and how do you perceive his genius in terms of working with his team and with all the people?
I don't know if genius is the right word. Ross Brawn has been a genius in the way he managed the team. He said that we didn't look and complain about what we need to go there, but where we can go starting from what we have. It was extremely powerful for each of us because it allows any people to provide his value, and adding the single value of the people that we have all together has been empowered by Jean Todt, that was very clear in defining the strategy and the solution. This is the same that is happening now. Our president, our CEO, Jonas Prising, is defining very clearly the strategy and where we have to go. And our chief of talent scientist, Tomas Chamorro, is providing and is engaging all the people that we need to do this with the tools and with the mentality. And now we have even great executors, our five presidents that managing operations, and all the people that are involved in the competitions and in our company are fully engaged and being part of a big journey. This is the most important lesson that I learned in Formula One and try to get here in Manpower Group. And I really do believe that we will have the same results.
Luca, allow me the last question. What is your goal in your head, the reason you maybe get up every day and look forward to go and do your job? What do you enjoy most about innovation and about your position and about working with Manpower?
Yeah, I like to add value to my life because I think that life is something that we have to respect. And every day without something that you can learn or something that you can do different is a day that you are using not in a better way. And this is my the reason why I woke up, the reason why I always put this energy in my activities, but both in professional and a personal way, even with my wife and my five kids, with all of them, I always try to take out this value, because I really do believe that is important, that every one of us work every day to add something to what we are doing.
Luca, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure to have you here. Wish you best luck. Thank you.
Thank you.